Hello and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and today we begin our technology article. We are on page 44, and in the studio with me today, I have two wonderful panelists. Welcome first, Linda.
Hi, Brandon. I'm glad to be here again on the panel.
Yes, and we also have Josh. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you, Brandon. It's glad to be back.
Yeah, and what are we talking about today, Josh?
Today we are talking about, well, technology, of course,
yes.
But we are also talking about viewing the world through a Pinterest lens, right?
So okay.
Pinterest is a very, very popular social networking app that allows people, in order to find and bookmark images that they find on the web and then save it to their, or pin it to their Pinterest account or page.
Yes, so many people, they are used to this site, they know about Pinterest, but we are talking about a new feature called Pinterest Lens. And so in the title, of course, we're kind of having a play on words here, Linda, viewing the world through Pinterest Lens. What is it talking about?
Right. So we're not looking at a literal lens as we would through a camera lens or even through a window, but we're using the app to view things.
Mm.
And here, the new feature, lens, right? It will be, well, we'll talk about that. Maybe
yes.
I shouldn't give away
too Don't give away too much information. We have to take it one step at a time, right? I did download the app. I actually didn't have the Pinterest app downloaded on my phone. And I thought maybe this was a separate app, you know, this Pinterest lens, but it's not. It's in with the actual Pinterest app. So if you already have that downloaded and it's up to date, you should see a little camera there beside the search bar, and you will be able to use this feature.
Hmm.
Yeah. So the deck, what does it say?
So here it says how a Pinterest engineer is helping others find inspiration through visual search.
Okay. So visual search, we don't usually think of, you know, when we're searching for something, we don't think of visual search. Why does it say that?
Well, it is a feature that is new to a lot of people. It is possible by using a search engine to enter a picture and try to find other pictures that are similar, but it's not super common, and I don't think there's a whole lot of people that are really familiar with searching through images with another image as opposed to a written description of that image.
Yeah, and so with this, as we'll talk about more, you can actually take a picture of something and search that way. So that's what we're talking about here on page 44. If you have your magazine, we are going to have our first reading there in the left-hand column, so please follow along.
Viewing the world through Pinterest Lens. How a Pinterest engineer is helping others find inspiration through visual search. Searching for ideas on how to arrange photos in her college dorm room, Cindy Jung turned to Pinterest for some inspiration as a freshman. Now, the 23-year-old software engineer, who joined Pinterest in 2015, is helping 150 million monthly active users on the social bookmarking site tap into their creative side. Jung built the Android version of a new feature the company is testing called Lens, allowing users to discover more ideas by snapping a photo of an object in real life. I think as an engineer, it's really important to have inspiration to keep you going and work on a product that you really love, she said. Jung sat down with the Mercury News to chat about the company's visual search efforts. This interview has been edited for clarity and length.
All right, well, if you are trying to download this, maybe you don't have your Pinterest app yet, you can download it anywhere in the world, basically, but you do need to have your mobile device set to English, okay, in order to enjoy this particular feature, the Pinterest Lens feature. How do we start off here, Linda?
Searching for ideas on how to arrange photos in her college dorm room, Cindy turned to Pinterest for some inspiration. Okay. And here the term turn to just means to consult in other situations. It could be to ask or get help or support from someone or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she was a freshman in college, and she was, you know, searching for these ideas of how to arrange these photos, and so she turned to Pinterest. And so a lot of people are turning to Pinterest for ideas, you know, maybe for decorating their room, for cooking something.
Right,
Alice, have you used Pinterest for anything like that?
I have, actually. For decoration, I've gone to Pinterest to look up maybe different party ideas, like different themes for parties, or how to decorate a room using a certain color or a certain combination of colors. So looking at images is much more helpful than doing a word search.
Sure, for something like that. I mean, if you're decorating a room, of course it's better to actually see it, right? Do you use Pinterest, Josh?
Well, I used to use Pinterest when I was running the bed and breakfast, because I thought it was a good way in order to allow people to see visually some of the stuff that we do, especially with the butterflies. And I did not get turned on quite as much as Pauline, my wife, did. But she ended up really, she had a lot of pin boards and a lot of things that she ended up using in order to save for ideas for not just for working in the butterfly garden, but also for traveling and lots of different categories.
Mm-hmm.
But the most interesting story I've heard of people using Pinterest for inspiration actually happened right here in Taipei. I don't know if our listeners are aware, but Pauline and I do a blog where we talk about things we've run into in Taiwan and Asia, yesyoucan.info. And one of the first Mexican restaurants that we found here in Taipei that seemed very authentic and was really tasty and not very expensive is a little burrito stand that's right next to the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial. And it's someone from Taiwan who learned about burritos through Pinterest and just sort of copied the way that they're made from seeing the pictures and created her own restaurant based around
it.
And she has done a really great job, I have to say.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not
I'd like
easy.
To try out this burrito shop.
So we do have an entry in the blog page that tells you where it's at.
I've walked by it, I think, before, but I haven't tried it.
You should stop and give it a try. So the lady who runs it, her name is Nala. She's not always there. But every single time I've had something there, it's been really good. For the burritos.
Right.
I've not really tried anything else because the burritos are so good that I've never been tempted for anything else.
But the point is you can get lots of great ideas on Pinterest.
So it's literally like a digital scrapbook or corkboard where you would pin pictures or recipes or ideas before we had a literal corkboard with pins, but now it's all digital or electronic.
Okay, so that's you know, a lot about Pinterest itself, but this particular story, we are doing an interview. The Mercury News is doing this interview, and they wrote this article. And we meet Cindy Zhang, and she is a software engineer. She's only 23 years old, but she works there at Pinterest. She's been there since 2015. And what exactly is she doing, Josh?
Well, she's helping the 150 million monthly active users tap into their creative side.
That's right, and a monthly active user is actually, you know, they determine this by calculating the number of unique users during a 30-day period. And so that there's a lot of people going on to Pinterest each month. And actually, this number has been updated, I guess, because on their website, they say they have 175 million people who are using Pinterest each month. So it just keeps growing. And 105 million of those, of that 175 million, actually are outside the United States. And so that gives you an idea of how many people are using Pinterest and where they live, sort of. So she is helping in this, and she is helping people tap into their creative side, Linda.
Right. So she's helped to build the Android version of a new feature the company is testing called Lens.
That's right. And so if she's helping them tap into it, she's helping to take advantage of their creative side, right, to use that.
Sure. There's an idea of tapping into something is to, like, sort of like break through the surface to get to the good stuff inside, like maybe tapping into a tree to get the sap out so you can make syrup from it.
There you go. Right? All right. That's great. Makes me want to eat some pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she built this Android version of a new feature the company is testing. And this feature, of course, is called Lens. That's what we're talking about today. And what does it allow users to do?
To discover more ideas by snapping a photo of an object, a real object.
All right, and you find this feature by going into the Pinterest app, and right beside the search bar, there is a little camera icon. You click on that, and then you're able to just snap a picture of something. And I tried this. I snapped a picture of my shoe, and other shoes came up. And this is great for people who have a shoe business, because maybe your shoes are getting old, but you love the shoes that you have and you want something similar. You can take a picture of that and find links to stores and so forth that where you could replace those shoes. So that's one way that you could use this, but there are many other ways. It's just a way to really search things out. Maybe you want ideas for decorating something.
Right. Or even clothing. How to put clothing together. Colors that can match or something that will, an accessory that will look good with your outfit. And that's what I like about Pinterest. Actually, I was late to jump on the Pinterest bandwagon. I'd heard a lot about it from friends and people using it. But when I finally downloaded the app and started using it, I thought it was really helpful. But like with other social networking apps, it can really just suck time away from you. So I find myself, like, you know, constantly, you know, I kept pressing other images and it'll bring up, you know, more results and more, and so whatever, it can waste a lot of time on it as well. But it was good to, you know, get different ideas, maybe how I could use this color in a different way or use this accessory in a different way. So I really like that feature.
Okay, so it has been very helpful for you. And we see more from Cindy Jung here. What does she say in her next paragraph?
Well, she says here that as an engineer, it's really important to have inspiration to keep you going and work on a product that you really love.
I love this because when you're at work, maybe you don't feel inspired, you know. So if you have a project that you're working on that is full of purpose for you and it inspires you, it makes your work much more enjoyable, right? And so that's what we see here, that she is inspired, and she sounds like, Josh, she's having a good time here working at Pinterest. And so she sat down with the Mercury News to chat about the company's visual search efforts. And so next we're going to get into a question and answer session, Q&A. And we see here that this interview has been edited for clarity and length. It's always nice to have clarity, Linda.
Exactly. When something is clear and easy to understand, it's always good.
That's right.
True. Mm-hmm.
You can say maybe that the mayor is attempting to provide greater clarity about the new traffic laws that have been put into place. In other words, the mayor is trying to tell the public clearly, you know, about the new laws so they can understand it and follow it. Otherwise, maybe they will be driving and be getting tickets for speeding or whatever laws they're breaking. So clarity is very important, and we hope that this interview is very clear for you, listeners. So let's get into it. We are on page 44, and we will have our next reading for today.
Question. Pinterest Lens basically allows you to snap a photo, and then you get a list of recommended pins. How is the beta testing of the product going so far? Answer. It's going very well. We've got a lot of people posting what photos they've snapped on Twitter and recipes they've found from Pinterest Lens. We discovered that people really like the suggestions we give, If you took a picture of an avocado and got pictures of more avocados, they didn't find that very helpful. They wanted more context, like avocado recipes.
Okay, so we've talked about this already, basically. A Pinterest lens, it allows you to snap a photo and you get this list of recommendations. And we have the word pin here, which many of you already know what that is, but Josh, remind us of what that word means.
Sure. So Linda was talking before about how we used to take notes and take little push pins and then put them into a cork board, and that kind of like saves it for us. Well, for Pinterest, you do the same thing. You find a picture that you like, and you click on it, and that creates a virtual pin, which saves it to your board on Pinterest so that you can take a look at it later. And a lot of times they'll group them together by category so that you can have all these images saved that will also take you to the websites where you got them from.
Yes. Okay, and so we have a question here. Of course, this is a Q&A, and the question is asked, how is the beta testing of the product going so far? And beta, of course, means a kind of an initial stage of something. When we're talking about software, it's not in the final phase yet, but we have beta testing sometimes, and we also hear beta version. What's the difference there?
Well, when you get something to its beta version, it means that you've developed it far enough that you're ready to try out having people use it. So people, everyday people, the target audience, to give it a try. So a beta version, however, isn't a final version, and people understand that it's still a little bit of a work in progress.
Right.
Now, beta testing means that it's actually actively in the phase where they're sending the beta version out, they're letting people use it, interact with it, and then also give feedback so that the people, the engineers who are programming it or the designers who are created it, can then make some changes so that they can eventually get to a final version.
Okay, so basically beta, when you see that, it's an earlier stage of something. There may be some tweaking that goes on as they test things out. And maybe they will make some changes, and maybe they will make some changes with this feature, but you can actually use it now. So that's a little bit about beta. And so the question is asked, and she says that things are going well.
Very well, yeah, in fact, very well. They have evidence that people are using and getting results from Pinterest Lens. Mm-hmm. And they've discovered that people really like the suggestions that are given.
And they're using other social media sites, right? So they are sharing what they find on Pinterest on Twitter, it looks like, Linda.
Right, exactly. So they're sharing what they found and for sharing with other people on other social media sites.
Right, so maybe they find a recipe and they try it out and it turns out, you know, very well, like the recipe, the food tastes good and so forth. So they want to share what they found with other people. And she says, we've discovered that people really like the suggestions we give. And I think that would be hard in this, Josh, knowing what people want, what people like, what they will find useful.
Yeah, this is a very interesting development of the visual search idea. So you're not just, like they say, taking a picture of something and then finding other pictures of that same thing.
Right.
You're taking a picture of something and then getting suggestions of what they believe you're going to be interested in because you're taking a picture of this, which is another step.
Right? Sure, yeah. And they give the example, you take a picture of an avocado. You don't just find additional pictures of avocados. You find maybe some recipes that you can use avocados in. I saw a recipe earlier with avocado chicken, or about avocado chicken. It looked delicious. And so these are some of the things that they are, you know, trying out. And I think a lot of what goes into Pinterest, it's very, you know, they want something that's new, like recipes that are different, something that's unique. I think with decorations, they want, of course, things that are very modern, right? And so that's a big part of what's going on Pinterest.
Right. And also seeing what other people are doing as well. There's that social part of the app, and people will share, you know, what they've created. And also there's, you can like what other people have on their app. But I don't use that part of the app. For me, it's just personal. I mean, I just use it for myself, but I do get notifications that someone liked, you know, the something that I pinned, or this person is this person, but it's nobody that I know. But I know that they'll give me notifications of people that I do know who've, oh, they've just posted this, but I don't really use it for that.
And it's a resource for teachers as well. Like if you're wanting to use something in your classroom, some kind of worksheet, that kind of thing, you can go onto Pinterest and find different kinds of worksheets and so forth. And so there's so many ways that you can use it, and it can be very helpful. So that's the first question in our Q&A, but we have one more for today, so let's have our next reading.
Question. If you're searching online, normally you would just type it into a search bar instead of taking a photo. How do you change consumer behavior? Answer. I think a lot of pinners find a lot of ideas when they're on their computer. We wanted them to get ideas in the real world. I feel like Pinterest is not a search engine where you type in something and you get an answer. It's more, I'm curious and I don't know what I'm going to get as results. I think Pinterest Lens really helps with that. Here's a type of furniture I really like. I don't know what it's called, so let me take a picture of it and get some ideas.
Okay, so what do you normally do when you want to search for something online? Where do you go?
Google.
Usually Google. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and maybe Bing or Yahoo. There are other ones out there, right? But if you're searching for something online, you go on to one of the search engines and you just type it in, right? You don't normally think of taking a photo. So the question here is, how do you change consumer behavior? When we talk about consumer behavior, when do we normally ask those kinds of questions?
Well, usually we ask those kind of questions when we want to offer a service or a product that's a little bit outside of what people are used to doing, but we think or we think that we know that they'll really get into it.
Okay. All right. And we think of marketing, right? When we're talking about consumer behavior. And how does she begin to answer this question?
She says that she thinks a lot of pinners find a lot of ideas when they're on the computer. And they want to give pinners ideas in the real world.
Okay, right. So a lot of people, they do go into their computer, as Linda was talking about, and, you know, she goes onto Pinterest to get ideas, but this adds something extra.
Sure.
You may be out at the store, and you pass something, and you open your Pinterest app, you take a picture of it, and you get ideas that way instead of typing something in.
Sure.
Yeah, because a picture is worth a thousand words.
That's what they say.
Yes, that's true. Well, she says, I feel like Pinterest is not a search engine where you type in something and you get an answer. And it's more than that. Of course, you can do that, but they want to add on to this, right? And so they're adding this feature, and she talks about someone being curious.
Right, and sometimes when I'm on Pinterest, I actually do want an answer. Like there's one particular picture that I saw before and then I'm trying to get back. And sometimes it's difficult because I can't find that picture again. And so I'll try to click on other pictures that I saw within that, in those search results. But sometimes it's difficult to find that again. So sometimes there is like a specific answer that you're looking for. But she goes on to say that it's more about a pinner being, I'm curious, and I don't know what I'm going to get as results.
Yeah, which I think is kind of cool, because you see something in the moment, and you can just snap a picture and get some results, and that might give you some ideas about, you know, how to buy something or where to buy it or whatever.
Yeah, I know that when I use Pinterest more for the social media aspect, but also there would be moments where it really would be sort of a sense of exploration, right? Mm-hmm. So you'd have like an idea in your head of things that you'd want to do or maybe things that you're interested in, but then you get a huge list of pictures, visuals, infographics, all of which then also lead to areas, websites as well. So mm-hmm. it really is like a lot of different layers of exploration. And I could see where if instead of trying to type something in, all you had to do is take a picture or something and kind of run with it, that right. could be very engaging for a lot of people, especially like you're saying, like you're at a store, you're working on a project, and you have like something in front of you, like, oh, I wonder how I could use this. It would be very easy to engage with Pinterest in that way.
And like the example she gives, you see a piece of furniture, a type of furniture, and you like it, but you don't know the name of it. So it's kind of hard to, you know, go to Google and type it in.
Sure.
But you can
mm-hmm.
simply take a picture of it, and then you get ideas based on that. And so just one more option
right.
out there that
mm-hmm.
can assist you, you know. And so you can try it out, listeners, and let us know what you think. Maybe you will find this to be very helpful, and it's very simple to use. You just go into the Pinterest app, like I said earlier, and you can snap the photo there. So let us know your thoughts. Write into us at advanced@studioclassroom.com, and let us know what you think. And tomorrow we will continue this Q&A session with Ms. Zhang, and we hope you'll come back for day two of our technology article. Until then, this is Brandon,
Linda,
and Josh
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.